Canary in the Thorns, written by Saltwater Selkie and read by Litra. A DCU, Poison Ivy, Black Canary, Batman fanfic with the pairing Pamela Isley, Dinah Lance. Rated Mature. Summary. Dinah Lance and Pamela Lillian Isley have a mind-blowing one-night stand. 5 years later, Black Canary and Poison Ivy meet face-to-face for the first time. The club was hot and loud and pulsing with music. Blue light flashing in tandem with the beat. Fog gathered at the corners of the room as dancers moved against each other on the floor. A woman was leaned up against the long wooden bar, wearing a black choker, jean shorts, fishnets, and a leather jacket, and nothing else but a black bra with torn lace running across its upper edge. She was watching the DJ with an attentive look in her eyes as he wove one song into the next. "I could do better," Dinah Lance muttered under her breath, tossing back a shot. "Could you now?" Dinah, startled, gave no such indication that the redhead sidling up to her had been a surprise. She raised an eyebrow. "Impressed you could hear me over the music?" The redhead said with a shrug. "Sensitive hearing. It's a gift. Can I buy you a drink?" Dinah let her gaze drag across the woman, letting herself be obvious about it. She was only in Gotham for one night, after all, and she intended to make the most of it. She'd expected a hookup with some greasy musician or tall, dark, and handsome Gothamite, but she wasn't too picky. And even if she was, the redhead would have cleared the bar and then some. She was just taller than Dinah, curls sweeping over her shoulders in a wild mass that made Dinah want to wind her fingers into it. She was wearing a green crop top and ragged jeans, plus earrings shaped like tiny laurel leaves. A tattoo of an aspen poked out from the collar of her shirt. Freckles sprayed across her cheeks, and though her eyes were dark in the dim club lights, Dinah would have bet money they were green. If Dinah had had any less self-confidence than that of a master martial artist with a killer bod who was extremely secure in both of those things, she would have pegged the redhead as out of her league. As it stood... "Sure," she said. "Vodka, neat." Simple choice. From the way the woman said it, Dinah could tell it was approval that flavored her tone. The woman tilted her head to the side, hair shifting in a prismatic wave as she extended a hand. "I'm Pam." Dinah raised an eyebrow. "Old-fashioned. Blame it on my parents." "Fair enough. I'm not judging. My name's Dinah." The corner of Pam's mouth quirked up. "What a pair. We sound like we belong a few generations back." Pam signaled to the bartender, passing her order to him with a glance and a curt smile. In moments, Dinah had her shot. Pam sipped at a margarita, gaze intent on Dinah's. It was unusual, the intensity. It sent a thrill from Dinah's chest to her core, electricity buzzing under her skin. "So, small talk?" Pam held her glass delicately with both hands, perching on a barstool. "You local?" "No. Stopover on the way to Star City for work." She paused, letting whatever was building between them crackle. "Looking for a good time." "What a coincidence," Pam said, taking a long sip of her drink. "So am I." Dinah's hands were tangled in Pam's hair, their lips pressed together like one was suffocating and the other was air. They'd started up in an alleyway behind the club, Dinah pressing Pam to the wall before taking a pause to make their way to Pam's apartment building. She was local and close enough that they'd been able to walk, skin brushing skin as they pretended they weren't trying to brush up against each other. They were in the stairwell of the building now, Pam's hands tight around the railing behind Dinah, trapping her up against the metal. Dinah appreciated the kisses. They were intentional, scientific in their precision. Pam dropped her attention to Dinah's shoulder, breath heavy and hot as she kissed a line down from behind Dinah's ear to the collar of her jacket. Dinah tilted her head and dropped her shoulder, letting her jacket slide down just enough to allow for more access. A few minutes later, Pam was fumbling with her keys as she pressed Dinah against her door, barely taking the time to let the door close again before they were on the couch and the clothes were coming off. Pam's fingers found the clasp of Dinah's bra just as Dinah slipped a hand under Pam's green crop top and found she wasn't wearing one. "Nice tattoo," Pam whispered, fingers brushing against the back of Dinah's ear. Dinah knew what she was seeing, a treble clef in solid black, the scroll at the bottom just poking out from behind her left earlobe. Pam brushed her lips against it, following the curve of the design. "Are you ready?" Her voice was sure, steady, like she knew what she wanted. Dinah pulled her into a kiss. "Be my guest." Body against body, skin against skin, lips against lips, against freckles, against places that made Dinah's stomach twist. "Do you think I can make you scream?" Pam's words teasing, her fingers nimble and talented and so very, very active. Dinah's words back, tone husky. A promise. "Oh, darling, you don't want to hear me scream." And after. Warmth, satisfaction. Was it good for you? What do you think? Makes me wish you'd be in Gotham one more night. Dinah shifted under the sheets. They'd moved to the bedroom, eventually, and glanced at the desk in the corner of the room, piled high with books and papers, neat stacks, ruler and calculator in careful order next to pencils and a sharpener. She gestured to the scene. "You a student, Pam?" "Getting my PhD next year," Pam confirmed with a nod, yawning a little. "You should have told me before," Dinah said with a smile. "Brains, looks, talent, the total package." Pam laughed. "You're not half bad yourself. You taught me a thing or two." Oh, she yawned again, eyelashes fluttering against her cheeks. They'd never turned on the lights. Dinah wondered if she would always remember Pam this way. Features never quite snapped into focus. She thought perhaps she preferred it. A memory of touch and taste and pleasure, a snapshot in time she knew she'd never recapture. Pam's gaze rested lightly on Dinah's form under the covers of the bed. Dinah could feel herself being watched. "When do you head out?" "Before dawn," Dinah said, shifting just a little closer so their thighs pressed together. Her voice dipped soft for the first time that night. Said Pam, reaching towards her bedside table. She tore a scrap of paper off the corner of a notebook, snatching a stray pencil to scroll something on it. She pressed her lips to it, then handed it to Dinah as she leaned back in the bed, closing her eyes. Dinah glanced at the paper. A phone number. "Hook me up the next time you're around Gotham." Pam gave a surly little chuckle. "With my luck, I'll still be in my program." Dinah could have said, "Will do," or, "Thanks, babe, but one night was good enough for me." Instead, she said, "We'll see." Pam smiled and her eyes closed, tugging Dinah further under the covers. "You'll be gone in the morning, huh?" "Yep," Dinah said, drawing her close. "I can let myself out." Gotham City, 5 years later. The street was hot and loud, black concrete baking under the sun, and all Dinah could think was that Batman probably hated the summer. She was having a hard enough time in her combat suit, and it had half the mass of the heavy armor Batman had donned for the day. Plus, you know, his suit was really, really black.
Canary.
The call came through her earpiece, set to Justice League frequency. Batman's voice was strained. Choked?
A little help?
She ducked a massive vine as it came smashing towards her, leaping and rolling with practiced ease. There, she caught sight of Batman at the corner of the street, a long, flexible length of flora wrapped lovingly around his neck. Just a mo, she called into her earpiece, sizing up her route. And then she was flying towards him, vaulting over mangled park benches and chunks of rock, dislodged bodily from the ground where the plants had burst forth. The sound of grating gravel and breaking glass serenaded the street as more vines placed their claim on central Gotham, their thick protrusions winding up buildings. She dodged them all as she made her way to Batman. Sonic protection? She called as she approached. She thought he tried to say,
affirmative.
But it came out a little too choked, to be sure. She saw his fingers move, though, like he was activating a feature in his suit. And this was Batman. He was ready for anything. So Black Canary set her stance, opened her mouth, and screamed. The canary cry burst through the air with the tiniest of pauses before a sonic beam followed, ripping through the wide base of the vine that held Batman. She could see the reverberations of sound vibrating through the concrete, rending the plant apart at the seams. Batman fell into a roll, pulling the slackening tendrils of the vine away from his neck. Somewhere, not too far off, Dinah was almost certain she heard another scream answering her own. A scream of equal anger and rage.
Thanks for the assist.
Batman's voice seemed a little gruffer than usual. Maybe it was the almost got choked to death effect.
Found her.
Oracle piped up, her voice piping through their earpieces.
She was moving around for a bit, setting spores and buds to grow. But she stopped when she heard the cry. She's coming towards you.
Got it. Thanks, Babs. Dinah rolled her shoulders back.
Not my usual rodeo,
she said with a sigh, glancing at the writhing vines with distaste. It's not like I can judo these fuckers. She'd been the closest leaguer in the area when Batman had called for an assist. Only 20 miles away, at a concert for her favorite metal band. She'd had to practically declare psychic warfare on herself to tear herself out of her seat. But duty called, and when duty was Gotham's most powerful metahuman on a rampage that could easily be called a florist's wet dream, Black Canary answered.
I know I haven't been on the ground too long,
Dinah said, gingerly dodging a rather mean-spirited plant as she assessed the street ahead of them. But what's got Poison Ivy's knickers in a twist today?
Pollution,
Oracle said, voice coming in clear through their earpieces.
To be more specific, the destruction of the last of a species of worms native to the Gotham area.
Dinah could hear the wry twist in Barbara's words. It reminded her of when they'd been together, back in the Birds of Prey days. They were on and off recently. More off than on, she'd admit. But it was moments like these that she missed Barbara most. Maybe she had a thing for redheads. Maybe she'd never admit it. Worms? Dinah rolled her shoulders, adjusting her fingerless gloves. I thought she was all about plants. Bruce raised his arm, sending a flurry of mini-missiles at a vine seeking its way towards the foundations of a nearby building. She could hear another scream ringing out as the missiles hit home, closer this time.
Not just plants,
Bruce clarified.
Ivy's focus is on overall ecological health. Plants just happen to be a major part of that equation.
To be fair to her,
Barbara piped up, the sound of her keyboard clacking over their headsets.
Worms are actually a vital part of the ecosystem, and the one that went extinct was extremely important for the habitat of a local variety of rose.
Dinah cracked her knuckles. Great. We'll sit down and have a talk with her about restorative solutions after we kick her ass. Barbara cackled over the comms.
She would love that.
Wait. Dinah could hear her fingers flying over her keys.
Oh, Dinah, first time fighting Isley?
Checking the databases again, are you? It was a hobby that Barbara had begun back when they'd first gotten together, pulling together databases of hero-villain matchups, and, depending on the kryptonite exposure or mind control or simulation of the day, hero-hero, and cross-referencing them for algorithmic analysis of a chance of a win in a particular fight. Side effect was that Babs could look up who any given hero had or hadn't fought. Sue me. Right, first time fighting, did you say Isley? It was so much easier to keep track of supervillains by their villain name. It wasn't like they went around broadcasting their alter egos. Hope I can add another notch to my digital belt.
The algorithm puts your chances at, do you want to hear this?
Dinah sent a cry at a bevy of vines, sonic waves tearing them apart before answering.
Sure, hit me with it. 20% without Batman, 56% with him.
Oof. She could almost hear Barbara's shrug in the silence.
It's Poison Ivy, D. She's one of the biggies. What do you expect? Oh, and heads up, she's almost to you.
Defensive position,
Bruce growled, his voice rough over the comms.
Flank me, Dinah.
She's coming around the corner,
Barbara warned them, and that was when Dinah first noticed the shaking. It began with a sort of shivering in the concrete beneath them. The ground shifted. Dinah threw her arms out to keep her balance. She could feel the shift in the air like an oncoming storm as the noise of something big and potentially very scary grated through the air. And then there she was, carried around the corner on a sheet of moving plants that carried her like she was riding the crest of a wave. Her red hair cascaded down her back, her suit a mass of living armor with thorns protruding from her shoulders and her chest plate. Her eyes glowed a deep, pulsing green, leaking mist out of the corners, and where she stepped forward, plants rose up to meet her. Oh, shit, Dinah said, focus entirely on Poison Ivy's hand as she extended it towards the two of them. Bruce winged a batarang her way. With a dismissive flick of her pinky, a vine shot up to deflect it. Dinah didn't wait for Poison Ivy to do whatever she was planning to do with that extended hand. Instead, she opened her mouth and screamed, the weight of her canary cry ripping forward as she ran towards Ivy. It was a trick that often worked when she hadn't fought a metahuman before. Incapacitate them with a cry, she only used it if they were strong enough to take the force without it killing them, and knock them out the old-fashioned way. Ivy's surprise was written on her face as the blast hit her, sending her to her knees as her plants were torn to shreds around her. She screamed, her hands going to her ears as the vines lining the street writhed in response. Dinah ran as fast as she could, knowing her air wouldn't last forever. She had a good pair of lungs on her, it had to be said, but that didn't mean she was an infinite canary cry machine. And then Ivy's glowing green eyes snapped up to meet hers, and she tilted her head just slightly to the side, and a tiny vine snapped taut across Dinah's path. She would have liked to be able to say she noticed the vine and stepped over it, or stumbled and pressed on, or even that she fell to the ground and rolled back into a run. That wouldn't quite be the truth. Instead, Dinah tripped over the vine full force, slamming face first into the ground as her canary cry and her gambit struck an abrupt end. Before she could open her mouth, vines were pressed against it, winding up against her like a seething mass of anacondas. They pressed against her mouth, true, but they also pulled her limbs apart, suspending her in the air as Ivy got to her feet, wiping a stream of blood from her nose. She looked disheveled, bruised and a little bloody, but more like she'd just been on the bad end of a boxing match than like she'd been hit with the sonic equivalent of a truck. Dinah was begrudgingly impressed. And then Poison Ivy was marching up to her, bare feet sending daisies sprouting up from the asphalt where she walked. The green faded from her eyes as she stared up at Dinah, anger written strong in her features. The vines around Dinah's wrists and ankles tightened as Ivy rose up to meet her eye to eye.
"Nice try,"
Ivy said, eyes narrowed. "Too bad it'll be your last."
"Shit,"
Barbara said in Dinah's ear, typing frantically. Dinah didn't know where Bruce was, but she wasn't holding out hope. One wrong twist of the vine around her neck and it'd be broken. But also, something about Ivy's tone felt weirdly familiar.
"Black Canary."
Ivy reached out, twirling a lock of Dinah's blonde hair around her index finger.
"First time tangling with me, yes?"
She raised an eyebrow, implication thick in her voice.
"Too bad it'll also be your last. Are you ready to die, Canary?"
"Are you ready?" And that was it. The catalyst. Those three words, in the exact same tone as the redhead 5 years ago, though admittedly in a drastically different context.
Pam?
Dinah was positive that it was impossible for Ivy to hear what she said through the layers of her closed mouth and the vines wrapped over it. So instead of Pam, it sounded more like Pam. Ivy rolled her eyes, tilting her head to the side.
"I'm not an idiot, Canary. I'm not going to give you another chance to hit me with..."
Her words trailed off as her gaze caught on something just below Dinah's left ear. Her eyes narrowed, brow furrowing, as she reached out a hand. The vines around Dinah moved her effortlessly closer, and Ivy cast back a wave of Dinah's hair with a sweep of her hand. Her eyes widened as she tilted Dinah's head to the side.
"A treble clef,"
she said flatly.
"Hmm,"
Dinah said again, watching the realization hit the supervillain. It was hard to marry her image of the sultry redhead from 5 years ago to the literally green woman standing in front of her, but as Ivy stepped back, she thought she could see it in the curve of her lips, the angle of her cheekbones.
"Dinah?"
Pamela Isley said, shock spelled out plain and clear across her features.
"Dinah?"
Barbara echoed in her ear.
"She knows your identity? Are you compromised?"
The vines around Dinah's mouth sloughed away with a flick of Ivy's wrist. She could tell Ivy was assessing her, gaze running up and down her face, probably making the same comparison between the modern day and the memory that Dinah had just reckoned with. Dinah swallowed dryly, too savvy to go for another canary cry. Finally, she could say it right.
"Pam?"
"No," Ivy said, surprise weighing too heavy in her voice to be faked.
"No, this is... there is no way."
She threw her hands up in the air, and vines up and down the block quivered in response.
"Of all the..."
"Bruce, don't,"
Barbara called over the comms.
"Dinah's in a compromised position, and something's happening with Isley. Put it on pause."
"Affirmative."
Whatever move Batman had been making, it seemed, was on hold.
"Trust me," Dinah said carefully. "I'm just as surprised as you are. And about as far into you've-got-to-be-shitting-me territory as it's possible to be. I can't even... You're Pamela Isley?"
Ivy's shoulders stiffened. "I was Pamela Isley." Was being the operational term. "It's Ivy now." Her expression shifted into a glare.
"Wait, you don't want to hear me scream?"
Dinah flushed. She barely remembered saying that all those years ago, but apparently Ivy's memory was still sharp.
"I wasn't lying." "You were powered back then?"
"Have been for a while. Hadn't put myself on the map yet, really.
What happened with that PhD?
Not a good call,
Barbara whispered in her ear, just as the vines around them shivered in tune with the anger in Ivy's expression. Got the PhD. My prof got his hands on me a few days after commencement. She gestured to herself, her skin tone. It wasn't pleasant.
She didn't rip you limb from limb for asking,
Barbara said with a low whistle.
I'm impressed. Whatever the history is, it must be good.
Dinah could hear her slurping something through a straw at the other end of the comms.
I still have your number, Dinah said.
Whatever Oracle had been drinking was very obviously spewed across the room. Easy to hear over a mic.
What?
Babs said.
Dinah,
Bruce cut in.
Did you really?
It was quite a night, Ivy said, the corner of her mouth crooking up.
Quite a night? You hooked up with Poison Ivy?
Barbara sounded choked.
Dinah, what?
Dinah did her best to keep her expression neutral. Around them on the street, the vines were shrinking back, a few even slipping entirely back through the concrete. Dinah assumed they were tied to Ivy's emotions. She was calming down.
I know this might feel inappropriate, Dinah said, hoping she didn't sound too smooth. But if you'll let me down, I promise not to fight you. Well, not, like, immediately.
The vines holding her tightened for the briefest of moments, reflecting the hesitation in Ivy's eyes, before setting her on her feet. Ivy crossed her arms over her chest.
This isn't a surrender, she said tersely, but out of respect for our shared history, I'm willing to allow for a fair fight.
The corporate offices of Arenstis Inc. still need to pay.
Are you talking about the worm?
L. Quinius, Ivy said, inclining her head. A remarkable species, wiped out too soon. Dinah cracked her knuckles.
I'd imagine. So, you're saying we'll do this like civilized supers. I win, you turn yourself in. You win, I let you enact your brand of justice on those offices.
Let me isn't quite the term I'd use.
If I win, I doubt you'll be conscious enough to make that sort of decision.
Dinah shrugged.
Batman'll probably come after you then. But if you're up for it, I'll take that bet.
She rolled her shoulders.
No cry from me, no vines from you. Agreed.
Ivy lifted her chin.
Shall we begin? I'm ready to knock you down a few pegs.
What a coincidence. Dinah said, setting her stance.
So am I.
The fight was brutal. Body against body, skin against skin, fists against stomachs, jaws, places that made stars light up behind Dinah's eyes, and she was so alive. Her speed and skill matching Ivy's raw strength as they did their best to lay each other out. Barbara was quiet in Dinah's ear. If she was still broadcasting to Bruce, she had probably switched frequencies to do it. And when it was over, Poison Ivy was spitting blood onto the pavement, clutching her side, and Black Canary was leaned over with her hands on her thighs, breathing hard. She was certain of a black eye and a myriad of bruises the next morning. And though she'd landed more than one good hit on Ivy, the metahuman just wouldn't go down. Ivy shifted on her heels.
Yeah?
Dinah winced as she stood up again, straightening her back and bracing her hands on her hips.
Another round?
Unfortunately. Ivy scraped a palm beneath her nose, brushing blood away from it. Dinah was pretty sure she'd broken it, but it looked like it was already healing. God, sometimes she wished she had the extra healing boost of a meta like Ivy.
I may need to take a rain check. I'm getting reports that your friends have called for backup, and I'd rather avoid any more unpleasant surprises today.
Dinah laughed, wincing at the way it tugged at her split lip.
I'm unpleasant?
Ivy chuckled darkly.
Perhaps not as much as you should be.
She raised an eyebrow, green eyes meeting Dinah's for the briefest moment as she winked.
I'll let myself out.
Before Dinah could even blink, a wave of greenery rose up around Ivy, cocooning her in a sheath of leaves. When it sunk away, Poison Ivy was gone. All around the street, plants wilted away at the departure of their May Queen, vines shuddering to a halt around lampposts and buildings. It was all at once incredibly quiet.
Canary?
Oracle's voice popped tentatively into her ear.
You okay? Vines took out my cams a few minutes ago. Batman said not to interrupt?
Yeah, I'm good.
Dinah shook her head.
That was weird as hell.
You're telling me. You'd better be ready for a confession, Dee. See you at the tower in 10. Deal?
You're never going to let me live this one down, are you?
Canary,
Barbara said patiently.
You slept with Poison Ivy. She said it was quite a night.
She paused, letting the silence hang.
Of course I'm never going to let you live it down.
Dinah sighed, pressing her fingers to her temples.
At the very least, she said, you'd better not have told the League.
Dinah practically cannonballed into bed, exhaustion seeping into her bones. She'd stitched herself up where needed, thrown a raw steak on her eye, and spent the evening icing and elevating, and her body still hurt from head to toe.
How do you feel?
Barbara's text popped up like she could hear Dinah's groan as she slipped under the covers.
Like I've been run over by a steamroller. Any sign of Ivy?
Nada. I've been watching the forums, too. No sign yet of a breach with your secret identity.
Is that in character for her?
We think she might know about Bruce, Barbara admitted. And she hasn't unmasked him yet, so... yeah.
There was a pause. Three dots as Bab typed.
You chose the right supervillain to sleep with.
She wasn't a supervillain when I slept with her.
You know what I mean.
Hey, you know Miracala?
New hero out west?
Quasi-necromancer?
Yeah.
Think she could reconstitute those worms? Might get Ivy off our backs.
No, you're right. It's a good idea. I'll reach out to her. Let you know how the convo goes.
Thanks.
No problem. Sleep now, okay?
Okay.
Dinah powered off her phone and shifted to her side, wincing at the movement. She flicked off the lamp, lying there in the dark for a few moments.
That scrap of paper. It wasn't like she'd held on to it religiously, but maybe...
With a sigh, she flicked the light back on, easing out of bed. She plodded across the floor, headed for a box tucked into the back of her closet. It held three of her old purses, decommissioned and tossed aside, with whatever she didn't need from them still zipped in their pockets. The first purse contained a couple of old receipts, a concert ticket from a country artist she'd been somewhat ashamed of liking, and a long-overdue parking ticket for her motorcycle. No dice on the second purse, either. Just a token from a zoo and a selfie of her and Babs. Babs throwing up a peace sign from her wheelchair as they grinned. A Ferris wheel rising up behind them. In the coin pouch of the third purse, Dinah unearthed a folded scrap of paper. It was old and worn, and she could still see the numbers on it, scribbled in graphite and sealed with a kiss. She could feel the weight of her phone in her pocket. What was the likelihood of a phone number staying the same over 5 years and one metahuman transformation? The paper felt like it burned between her fingers with something between potential and danger. Incendiary, any way she looked at it. She could call. Or she could toss the scrap into the trash and forget it. And everything it carried with it ever existed. Dinah looked at the number. And she made her choice. The end.